Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Ches. We're going to begin by the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah: Amafkin Peres Eitzel Chaveri, person who deposited produce with another. Afilo Ein Avudin, even if it is lost, due to either for whatever reason, Laiga Ba'an, the Shemer may not touch it. Why? Because it's not his. Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Shimon Gamliel says Meichin Befrei Beis Din. He sells it before the Beis Din. Because when he does this, it's like returning a lost item to the owner, since through its sale, he prevents the owner from losing the value of the produce. The Tanakhama holds that, just don't touch it, it's not yours. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. He should sell it in front of the Beis Din. If I think about my time, what's the reason that the first Tana says that the Shemer should not touch the produce? Amar Rav Kana says, Adam Neitzik Akav Shalei, Mitish Akav Shalchaberi. Person prefers a kav of his own produce to 9 kav of another. So even though it's going to spoil, the owner prefers that the shemer not touch the produce. We're concerned that perhaps the one who deposited the produce rendered it truma and maaser for another in another place, resulting in the buyer consuming produce that is a truma and maaser appropriately. Basically, they asked the Shaila from the Bryce, a mafka payers is a chaveri, person who deposited the produce with another, as a laiga ban. The shamer may not touch it, the fikar, therefore, balabais is a truma, maizhar kol makamacha. And therefore, the owner may render truma and maizhar for produce in another place. The Mishnah of Kana, granted according to Kana, I have done the fikar, the difference is a fikar. The concern that the owner may render the produce truma and maaser is not the reason why the shemer may not sell it, and the halacha that the owner may render the produce from truma and maaser results from the halacha that the shemer may not sell it. According to this explanation, the fact that the owner may render the produce truma and maaser is the very reason why the shemer may not sell the produce. So the my answer is, said the shemer may not sell the produce. The fact that the Hashina, we are concerned that perhaps the owner will make it truma, the owner can be confident that this produce is still in the possession of the shemer. Therefore, the owner may render truma and maaser for produce in another place. Even chatchila. The machlekes in the Mishnah, where the produce deteriorates at the standard rates of deterioration. But if the produce deteriorates at a greater, then the Vriakul make from the Beis Din, everybody agrees that the Shemer sells it in Beis Din. So the Gemara says of this, Adrav Nachman Vayitzchok Vadei Pligi. Rav Yechanan certainly disagrees with the painter of Nachman Vayitzchok, as the chash that the owner might have rendered the produce truma or maaser applies regardless of the rate of deterioration. Had Rav Kana Milei Mepligi, does Rav Yechanan disagree with the painter of Kana? When Rav Kana says that the other rates of Bekav Shalei, it's a case where the produce deteriorates at its standard rate of deterioration, then he says it. So when the rate of deterioration is accelerated, he would agree that the shemer sells the produce. He just said that a person would rather have a kav of his own produce than another produce, which is mashal, that even if the rate of deterioration was accelerated, one prefers his own produce, as in the case of the Tisha Kaban. So the word says, Guzma Ba'almas, just an exaggeration. And actually, one prefers his own produce only when its rate of deterioration isn't standard. Meisvi, the Astor Shaila, the Fikach Balabai, says, in Truma, Meisvi, Malkam Acher, Fragment of Alechel, Dilma, Havadahu, Yasir Bethlech, Israel. Let us be concerned that perhaps the produce deteriorates at a rate greater than a standard rate of deterioration. And Vizamdino, and the shemer sold it. The kachol tefalim, and now he's eating tevel. The ma'at is yisbe b'yachaser lishtich. We're not worried that deterioration at a greater rate than its standard rate. It's very uncommon, and the chachamim will not make a gzira on something which is lishtich. Predim mara v'yi mishtachi mai, and if it's found out that more of the produce is missing, then it would be lost according to the standard rate of deterioration. So what's the big deal? Vizamdino, according to the opinion of Eichlan, do we sell it? Let us be considered that the owner rendered the produce truma and maaser for produce in another place. The Gemara says, "Mezalnina nami." Even when we sell the produce, the kainim mitmei truma mezalninu. It's the kain at the price of the truma that we sell it. So even if the owner rented a truma, it is consumed by kainim, and therefore there's no kshash. So the Gemara says, "Lavnachma yisal nami mezalninu lo kainim mitmei truma." According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak as well, since the concern that perhaps the owner rendered the truma, the produce truma, let the shemir sell the produce, the kain, at the price of the truma. So the Gemara answers, Baha pligi. This they disagree. Why? The number of Rav Saba Yisbehis Fenin Lishrich Midi. He holds that the variation at a greater rate than a standard rate is not Lishrich. Bichim Mishkach, and when it occurs that the produce deteriorates at the greater rate, a Kamehu Dabi Yisbehis Fenin. It's only from now that it is assumed that it is becoming deteriorated at a rate greater than its standard rate of deterioration. So therefore, if the owner now render the produce truma miser for produce in another place, it's assumed that it would be before it deteriorated at a rate greater than the standard rate of deterioration than it did. And the produce deteriorated at a rate greater than the standard rate of deterioration, as the shemir should sell the produce of Tokainim at the price of truma. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Sava, Rav Nachman Yitzchak holds that Yosef Mechlech Hasrein and Mishkat Shlichuba Avaluhu, the Alter of Avaluhu. He holds that deterioration at a rate greater than its standard rate of deterioration is common. When the produce becomes deteriorated at a rate greater than the standard rate of deterioration, it may be immediately that it became deteriorated to that extent. Now, if you say that let us sell it, at that time the shemir will sell it early, and when the owner renders the truma meister for something else, he does not know that the shemir already sold the produce, and the owner eats down table. So the Gemara says, basically, when asked, person who deposited the produce with another and it rotted, yain v'echmi, it's wine and now it became like vinegar or fermented, shema v'ivish, oil on it became putrefied, d'vash v'hivish, or honey that's spoiled, has al yigabahem, he's not allowed to touch them, d'vidin meir, rechomim esalem takana, he makes a remedy, and he sells it in Bezdin. When he sells them, when he sells them to others, and he's not selling to himself, even for the same price. So no one should be suspect that he bought it at a discount. You find Gabit Stuck was mashing the Manin Machalik. When you have a Gabit Stuck, a charity collector, well, he doesn't have four people to whom to distribute Stucka, they change copper putas that they collected for more valuable silver coins. However, Vayim paid in Latzme, but he does not change the coins for himself. Why the wind? Shash. Gabai Tamchu Bizmaz She'in Lehmanin Lechalik. If collectors from the Tztaka plate collected ready-made food for the poor at a time, there's no poor people to whom they distribute the food. Meichel Achem, they sell the food to others. In Meichel Achem, they not sell the food to themselves. Now, Ketani Mias, Paris Vekibu, at any rate, it was time produce and it rotted. My lab affiliates in Mechtech Hesrenin. Was not referring to even a case where they all rotted at a rate greater than the standard deterioration. This is like Mechtech Hesrenin. It's referring to a case where they deteriorated at their standard rate of deterioration. I think one of our Yain Vechmits, Shem Vibish, Tvash Vibish, which is the Yosem Mechtech Hesrenin, you know. It's talking about where these items deteriorated at a rate greater than their standard rate of deterioration, as there's a significant difference in the price of wine before and after fermentation. Or it says, Shani Ani the key with the kum. In cases, once they become spoiled, they remain spoiled, but they not continue to deteriorate. Although the deterioration was significant, there's nothing gained by selling it. Now, in the case of oil, and it became putrefied honey that's spoiled, what are they fit for? According to the Chachamim, one sells them a base. Apparently, they must have some value. When it says shemen chazi ligil doi, oil is fit for tanners, would coat the hides with oil even if they had a bad smell. And dvash, the kitishosh of the galme, ani is fit as a slave for a wound on the back of camels. That chomer, the chom say, reisalem takana mechel mebeisdin, that you should affect the takana for the spoiled produce, the products that sell them in basin. What remedy does it affect to these products? The takana is for casks, although the content of the barrel is spoiled, leaving it in the barrels will ruin the barrels. Now, the Gemara says like this. Since the mayor agrees that when there's a deterioration and the rain greater than the standard rate of deterioration, so the shamer should sell the deposit. But Michael Mifligi. So what are they arguing yet? What is the main chum disagree? The Marsa will have some rubachash, will have some mutlechashu. The mayor holds the chacham were concerned for a significant loss, but the chacham were not concerned for an insignificant loss. And the Marsa bar, the chacham hold on, if you have some mut, not mechashu, chacham were concerned even for an insignificant loss. Shimagam deil yimber yimachar mebeis deim, waim neitru gemeshav meidu labayla. We learned in the Mishnah, Hashem says he sells it before the Chachamim, before the Beis Din, due to the fact that it's like a Meshav Aveda. Itmar. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yechon, Allah is the Kur of Shem Gamli. But why is it necessary for Rabbi Yechon to issue the Allah specifically in this case? Did Rabbi Yechon already say, anytime he says the halacha is like him, is the halacha is like him, except for Arav Yitzayda and Arayin Achayna, except for these three cases. In all these cases, Rabbi Yechon holds the halacha is according to his opinion. So the more answers, Amaroi Nina Valiv Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Rochana, Amaroi, I disagree with regard to the opinion of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Abba holds that there was no general ruling, and therefore a ruling was necessary in this case. Rabbi Rochana holds that Rabbi Yechon issued a general ruling. Versus Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nishma, the Medidin, the Karl Nixi Shavuoy, from the statement of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's learned that the Beis Din authorizes a relative who is the Yenish to descend and manage the property of the captive. A shemer who sells rotting produce is like one returning a lost item to the owner. So one who manages the property of a captive who's unable to do so himself should have the same status. From the statement of the Chachamim, who said that the shemer should not touch anything, clearly you can learn out that the Beis Din does not authorize a relative to descend and manage the property of a captive. The Rosh says, no, my mind, from how do you know that? Then what can they come to Rosh Hashanah? Oh, but there is a case where the fact that the principle, the erotic part, is destroyed. But there, in the case of the Beis Din does not authorize a relative to descend and manage the property of a captive, because if the land lies fallow, the land will remain intact, even if the captive will not profit. And I can tell you, Vad Kamek Kamer Rabbanacha, Ella, he could have Kana, he could have Nachmar Yitzchak. Abba also Machanami, the Meridian, there in the case, and with there, that a person prefers his own produce, or we said the reason of Rab Nachman that is concerned that perhaps it was designated for Tumas and Mises. But there, with regards to the captive's property, those reasons don't apply, and indeed, the Beis Din authorizes the relatives to manage it. Freddy Menel, the member of the Trey Time in Inu, is this to say that there's two independent reasons for the two halachas? He says this, it must be because it's one reason. The Gemara says, no, three times, and you know there's really two reasons. The Gemara says, it makes sense that these two halachas are unrelated. And then he says that we do let the relative go and manage the property. It was stated like this. Shavu shenish ban, the case of one taken captive. Rav Amar emirid in karv l'chosov. Rav says that the Beis Din does not authorize the relative to descend and manage the property of a captive. Shmuel Amar emirid in karv l'chosov. Shmuel argues, it says, the Beis Din authorizes a relative and descends to descend and manage the property of a captive. Gemara limits the scope of the machlekes. B'shashamu b'shameis, in a case where they heard as the captive died, kulam le pligi the Meridian, everyone agrees that the Beis Din authorizes a relative to descend and manage the property of a captive. The relative is the prospective Yiddish, and will tend to the land as if it were his own. If the captive returns, then he'll compensate the relative for his expenditures. When they disagree in a case where they did not hear and the captive died and will not return. So Rav says, the Beis Din does not authorize a relative to descend and manage the property of a captive. Is Dilma Mafsa Lu, lest they devalue the property. Shmuel Amar's note, Meri Din, we do well, keep it on Ramah Hashim Lu Kaoris, because since the master says that a case for one who works the field, if not his, we appraise his field, his work, as if we were artists, a sharecropper, Loi Mafsa Lu, the relative will not devaluate the property. Why? Because it's in his best interest to tend to the lad to ensure that he will receive payment. Basically, that's the question. Rabbi Lezer says, Mimash for Shneimar. B'chor, api barak, yes, come from the fact that the Tera says, my anger will wax hot. I will kill you. Do I not know that their wives shall be widows and their children orphans? So why does the Tera say, your wives shall be widows and your children orphans? Why is it necessary? So the Gemara says, this teaches us an additional punishment, that the men will be killed with no witness, their wives will seek to marry, and the Beis Din will not allow them. And their children are going to want to descend to their father's property to inherit it, and the Beis Din will not allow them. So apparently the Beis Din does not authorize a relative to descend and manage the property of a captive. So Rav says no. Later the Limker Tanan. We learn that the Brisa. We learn in the Brisa that the Beis Din does not allow them to descend and sell the land, but the Beis Din does authorize a relative to descend and manage the land. Rav says a story. There was an incident in Ardol. And Rav Sheshis resolved this matter for the Brisa and ruled that the Beis Din does not authorize a relative to descend to the property of a captive. Perhaps we learn in the Mishnah that the Beis Din does not allow a relative to descend and to sell the land. So Amar later, Rav Sheshis said, like mocking to him, Dilma of Pavadisat. So told him, like, perhaps you're from Pavadisa. They made fun of him. He said, like, where people pass an elephant through the eye of a needle. They engage in foolish reasonings. Well, Duma did she say him ubnim ktani? But isn't there like a shaykhness between their wives and their children, and the positive teach that is the meaning of similar both cases? Ma'asim klalay afachadam. Just as there with regards to the Nishisim, it means that they may not remarry at all. So to you, with regards to the sons, it means that they may not descend to the property at all. Mara says, Manidin Karlidis Shavitanoi. Emma's this, if the Beis Din authorizes a relative to descend and manage the property, it's a machlikis tanoi. The time you look at the Brisa here, the Nifse Shavui, one of the sons of the property of a captive and works in his field, Emmetina Simiyodi. So the law is that Beis Din does not confiscate it from his possessions. But later, not only that, Elafilu Shama Shemasham Shindu Bain, even if he heard that the owners are approaching and arriving, the Kodam Vitalish Vahal, and the one descended in the field preceded the arrival of uprooted to consume the produce that grew that year, as in Zarzvan Iskar, a person is the Gemara calls him like a diligent that he profits, as he receives a return on the work that he invested. And these are the properties where the captive is property, where there is captive's properties. Where one's father, brother, or one of his relatives went overseas, and those in the locale heard that the relative died. One of the descendants had the property, the Beis Din rules it from his possession of the one managing it. This is the abandoned property. And the case of all these people that they went overseas, and those in the locale did not hear that the relative died. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Shemaiti Shanatushim Kishvoyim. He says, I heard that the status of the abandoned property is like that of property of captives, and is not confiscated from the possession of the one managing it. So the machlekes between the first town of Shimon Gamliel is parallels the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Hayedu l'nichsi l'tushim, a person who descends to a forsaken property, metzina simyade, the bezin ruza from his possession. Hayedu l'nichsi l'tushim, this is the nichsi l'tushim, and ishay ovi v'ochi v'echi v'namirishin kan, v'eni deal l'eichin olchu, the relatives do not know where they went. Everyone agrees that in this instance, the bezin does not authorize a relative to descend to the property. Fredding amana maishna, ahach dekorle l'tushim, maishna os, ahani dekorle l'tushim. Why is about the one's property that it's called abandoned property, and what is the difference about the other property that it's called netushim, forsaken property? So the Gemara says netushim, the bal korchan, abandoned property is referring to property that its owner is vacated bal korchan. The pasuk says, "With the seventh year you shall let it rest and let it follow." Afkata the malka, it's taken by the king, in other words, by the Eibishter. Netushim, the medaitan, forsaken property, this is referring to Medaitan. The Tziv, Emal Bonin, Netushim, as the Pasuk says, a mother was forsaken with her sons. She's mashma that the mother was left with the sons, all the men left.